Connecticut's governor said last week that area schools could begin graduating students with in-person, outdoor, and smaller ceremonies this July. But One Town's high school already had a plan to hand out diplomas before the news broke. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano is in Glastonbury, where some students got their diplomas on Monday.
Johnny Tyler is getting his diploma in a solo ceremony. He's standing outside his house waiting for it to come by car parade. It's led by a short yellow bus decked out in class of 2020 signs.
John L. Tyler.
Tyler's graduating from Glastonbury High School at a time when coronavirus means social distancing.
We didn't get to walk across the stage, which is kind of unfortunate, but the school did do something special for us, so it's appreciated.
As part of the pandemic-induced solo graduation, Tyler's principal, Nancy Bean, hopped out of one of the cars in the parade with a podium in tow. She puts the diploma on it, announces the graduate's name, and then hands over the diploma.
The reason we chose this, we thought it was celebratory, it was personable, and it really brought the community together so you can have neighbors out and everything.
Natalie St. Germain lives down the street from Tyler.
I know during these times, like, we need to stay far away from each other for each other's safety.
The walk across the stage was something she looked forward to when her senior year started in simpler times. That, along with sliding her tassel across her cap and tossing both in the air in the company of her fellow graduates. Instead, she did that in her front lawn at the urging of her principal.
It meant a lot to me that Dr. Bean came out, and she was so personable, and she really made it exciting, and it was just nice to kind of feel a little bit back to normal.
Bean says she'll do 450 of these over a five-day period, and she stuck with the plan after hearing about the governor's order. She's leaving the door open for an in-person ceremony later this summer. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.